USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke again on Monday, attempting to meet the Speaker's deadline for a coronavirus stimulus package before the election. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that he still hopes a deal can get done, but he isn't sure if Senate Republicans will be swayed by it.
The Senate Republicans have been very vocal in terms of their lack of support of a number that is even close to what the president has already supported at the $1.88 trillion range. I can tell you this, that there are some in the Senate that would support it. Whether there's enough votes to get to the 60-vote threshold, that's up to Leader McConnell.
Wall Street wasn't optimistic about the possibility of a deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 410 points, shedding 1.4%. The S&P 500 fell off 1.6%, and the NASDAQ dropped 1.7%. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While former Vice President Joe Biden takes a break from the campaign trail to prepare for the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump's campaign says he already has a game plan in mind. Senior campaign advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop will be brought front and center at the debate one way or another.
Well, if Kristen Welker, the moderator, doesn't bring it up, I think you're pretty safe to assume that the president will. Again, these are real simple questions that Joe Biden needs to answer to the American public. And keep in mind, this is also supposed to be a debate on foreign policy. I know the debate commission is now trying to move the goalposts yet again and work in a bunch of other issues, but we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash. Remember that? They loaded up the billions of dollars, sent them to Iran, and then you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. And if Joe Biden can't answer these real simple questions, you know he's running from something.
The final presidential debate takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Members of the Trump administration are pushing back against assertions from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff that the emails contained on Hunter Biden's laptop are part of a Russian disinformation campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California.
President Trump says Sudan will be taken off the list of state sponsors of terror. The president says he was ready to make the move after Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to U.S. terror victims and their families. The removal from this list opens up the possibility for international aid and loans, something the transitional government desperately needs. Sudan has been attempting to mend its relations with the U.S. for several years, with efforts intensifying following the ouster of autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. And President Trump says he'll take a COVID-19 test before Thursday's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden. The president told a reporter Monday that he would have no problem taking a test ahead of the final face-to-face with Biden before the election. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.